All right, so I'm going to tell you how to know all things pertaining to whatever you're dealing with in life. And whatever you're dealing with in life, other people have already dealt with it. There's nothing new under the sun, so this is going to help you. So when you have a piece of glass and you throw it down, it breaks it into fragments, right? When you have a rock and you throw it down hard enough, it breaks into fragments. Clay, rocks, anything. Anything that will fracture, you throw it down, it breaks into fragments. When you cut a piece of paper, you break it into little pieces, right? And so the Bible, when they found the Bible, it was in fragments, right? The fragments. And they put it all together to make a whole. And what is the body of Christ? The body of Christ is a piece cut off. And each member has a different gift, right? The members of the body have different gifts of the Spirit. And there's different, just like the prophets of old. Jonah, Jeremiah, David was a prophet. Adam was a prophet. The prophets of old had pieces of the whole, pieces of the pie, to see the whole. And so it's true in the Bible. It's true in the body of Christ. It's true when you look at an object that you broke it and you can look at a piece and see the whole. Because you know, if you take a piece of glass and break it and you hand one piece to somebody and says, what do you think this is from? And they'll say, it looks like a mirror, a broken piece from a mirror, right? And if you have enough pieces, you can see the whole. And so when you take all the pieces, all the data points of whatever situation you're dealing with, whether it's a job, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a neighbor, an evil person, whether it's a good person, whether it's a narcissist, a psychopath, sociopath, Jezebel, Delilah, scorner, whether it's finances, whether it's stocks, whether it's investing, whether it's building, whether it's artwork, whatever it is, learning how to work on cars, you just look at all the parts to see the whole. When one part breaks down, it affects the whole, but there's certain signs for that particular part. So back to what I was saying. So if you get enough data points, you can see the whole. You take all the pieces, and this is how AI works. It's taking all the pieces, putting all the pieces together to see the whole. Now, you can do this instantly. The AI machine has to have computational power, but you can do this instantly. So you're going down the road and you got a kid with a football, and then you got a car coming out in front of you, and you got a stoplight, and you got a tree in the road. What do? You slow down and stop. The AI has to make a decision not based on instant, but based on the speed of its computation. You as a human can instantly make a decision. But once you get all the data points, the data points are the fragments. And when you look at all the fragments, you can see the whole. You can tell when somebody's lying because their fragments don't line up. If the fragments contradict, then you know it's a lie. So when somebody comes at you and is contradicting themselves, you know they're liars. If Dr. Fake says, oh, you need a mask. No, that's the worst thing you can do. Oh, you need two masks. You need three masks. Dr. Fake was lying. Okay. So all the data points reveal the whole. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have the whole. who abides in you. If the Holy Spirit's in you, you got God in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. And so you got an earnest of the Spirit. You got a piece of the whole in you, and you're a fragment. So the fragment, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the fragment is you, but you have the whole in you. So the whole is in you, which is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The whole. You have the earnest of the Spirit. So you got the truth in you. You're a piece cut off, but you have the whole Spirit in you. And then you got the body of Christ, which is working together to build up the body. All the pieces build up the body. And so the whole pie is everywhere. You got the whole truth in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're hid in Christ in God. So you're in Christ. Christ is in you. Christ is in God. You're in God. God is in you, the Holy Spirit. God in you, you're in God through Christ. There's one mediator between God and man, Lord Jesus Christ, by his Spirit. So the fractal holographic truth, you look at all the pieces, all the puzzle pieces, and you got the solution. Doesn't matter if it's related to your home, your car, your finances, your job, your career, your health, or whatever. Look at all the data points. Let's say you have a problem health-wise. Go to the good doctors like Dr. Berg, Dr. Ekberg on YouTube. Read, Google it. And you say, okay, is smoking doing it to me? Is sugar doing this to me? Is no sleep doing it? Am I using the wrong shampoo? Am I using chemicals? Am I drinking the wrong stuff? Eating the wrong stuff? Am I not getting enough nutrients, enough vitamins? The whole truth will reveal by the data points and looking at other people who've already been there. This is why people, if they were to log how they cured health issues, if they were to log it, the whole world would benefit. If it was honestly logged and somebody had a problem and they logged it and people could Google it and say, oh, this is how they solved it, and they did it and they solved their problem and they figured out a way to do it faster. Your human body is a better doctor than any doctor on the planet that has ever existed. You just got to give it the right chemicals and the right nutrients and the right care. Long story short, whatever the problem is, take all the data points and you have the solution. The parts are in the whole and the whole are in the parts. And so you take the fragments, you take all the data points, you put them together, and you see the whole. And once you do this enough, it could be a computer issue, could be a programming issue, could be a math issue, could be spiritual, it could be physical, emotional, mental, psychological, could be any kind of issue. Once you do this enough, it could be construction, it could be painting, it could be, then you know how to do all things. You know all things. Are you good at it? No. You have to train. Whatever it is, you need to train and just go through the repeat enough that it just becomes a habit. Long story short, what I'm trying to show you is the Bible was given to us in fragments. Who wrote the fragments? Different members in the body. So the Bible is a mirror image of the saints. The saints are a mirror image of the Bible. The reason is God spread his seed. He created the human. And he's drawing his elect back to himself. And the Spirit of God is drawing each member back. And each member has a gift. And if you're listening to this and you say, well, I don't know what my gift is. Well, ask God to show you. You have a gift. It might just be encouragement, it might be giving, it might be helping, but you have a gift. Listening, compassion, empathy, whatever it is. Everybody in the body has a gift. You just need to find it and ask God to show it to you. Because you can't find it, but he can show it to you. And the gift is usually what you enjoy doing. Your gift is usually what you enjoy doing. So long story short, whatever you're trying to do, take the pieces, the fragments, fragment a piece of the mental, mind to spirit, be renewed in the spirit of your mind to spirit. Use your mind, look at the pieces to see the whole. And it all the puzzle pieces fit. Everything works together. Just like the body of Christ. So you see how the spiritual body of Christ works? That's how everything in the natural works. It's just a fractal micro-macro reflection. Micro-macro fractal reflection from the spirit to the natural. It starts in the spirit. It manifests in the natural. You can judge yourself. Judge your thoughts, judge your motives, judge if you're being lazy, judge if you're complaining, judge if you're gossiping, judge if you're bitter, unforgiveness. Judge yourself, lest you be judged, because it all starts in the spirit, and there's oneness in Christ. And if you step out of what's true into fake reality, then you have to be pulled back into truth, and it's usually through some pain and some scourging to pull you back into reality. That's my point. So you actually know what you should be doing. Just do it. And you have the power to do it because the Holy Spirit in you. Just do it. There's a lot of pain when you don't do what you know to do. You know you should get up, go in the bathroom, and clean that bathroom. You've been putting that, cleaning that space, whatever space it is, you've been putting it off for a while. Go in there and dust and clean and get it organized. If you get everything organized, life seems happier. Think about what I'm telling you. If you organize your space, your living room, your bedroom, your bathroom, your whatever space you're in, your office, whatever space, when you organize it, you feel better. You feel happier. Why would that happen? If your space that you're in is organized, it makes your mind follow. You spent time organizing. So your mind, your spirit, your soul, it's a fractal. So what are you doing? Why are you organizing your space? Why are you cleaning your space? Because you have something in your heart of hearts, your mind, your something in your core being that says, I want to be organized in my thoughts. And so what you're doing is you're taking the fractal, you're taking the fragments, and you're bringing them all into order. This is what I'm saying. So it applies across the board. Anything that you can think of, this applies. Cleaning your car. Anything that you do, go out there and clean your car and see how, just do this experiment. Write down how you feel right now. Go out there and clean your car and see how you feel after you cleaned your car. You're taking the pieces that are out of order, bringing them into order. And it's like the universe is coming into proper, your little world is starting to get orderly and organized. Anybody who wants to mess with you, they're going to cause disorder in your world. Let me say that again. Anybody who wants to mess with you tries to cause disorder in your home, your finances, your emotions, your intellect. They try to mess with you to create disorder. Because order and unity and oneness, and every piece goes to its certain place, is what this thing's about. Bringing everything under subjection and in order. And anybody who's in disorder or disarray, they're not in line. The word array goes back to a sequence to follow after. So anybody who's causing disarray in your world, they need to go. Because they're not your friend. long story short, the fragments that you see with whatever situation, the Bible fragments, the body of Christ, pieces cut off from Christ, any fragment, any piece, you can look at all those data points of those fragments and see the whole. And that's why the Bible says to rightly divide the word of truth. Because you take all the little pieces, all the fragments, you rightly divide it to see the whole pie. So the pieces reveal the whole, and the whole is in the pieces. So that means the Bible's holographic, and that means your life is holographic. So when you clean your car, it affects, not only are you cleaning your car, but it affects your mind and your spirit and your soul. Because it's all connected. Because Jesus holds it all together. By him all things consist. And so if he's holding it all together, when you line up with him in different areas of your life, then it affects other areas of your life because they're not disconnected. Everything's connected. Even though it's a fragment, you say, well, this cleaning my car is not connected to cleaning my bathroom. Yes, it is. It's all fragments of the whole. And if you understand what I'm saying, it'll change your whole world. It'll change your life.